Naomi です。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 5. Nihongo Dojo. A scheme is hatched.
Scheme がハッチしました。
日本語で何と言いますか? How do you say that in Japanese?
I don't know. That's why I use the English word. Scheme がハッチしました。
何か、あの、予定を、
The plan?
To make a plan, but like a devious one. So it's kind of like takaramu, like to be up to something.
Takurami no start とかね。
I like it. So, yes, some people are up to something. Now, before we give you some background to today's conversation, we just want to recap what happened in the previous lesson. And in the previous lesson, the hero,
Ozora Haruya,
met his fiance's father. How'd it go?
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
ダメですね。
ダメでした。
うん。
うまくいきませんでした。
いや、お父さんは多分ハルヤが嫌いですね。I don't think the father likes Haruya at all.
Yeah, that's kind of the impression we have.、
うん、
so today's conversation takes place
the very next day.
And the conversation's between
two gentlemen.
Can we call them gentlemen?
Today's conversation is between.Miu's father, Tendo Raizo, and Yamakawa Chōun.
Now, they speak polite Japanese with each other, so we're kind of guessing their relationship is formal.
そうですね。
So they may be friends, but it may be kind of business related.
Yeah, I guess so.
So they want to keep a bit of that formality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with that said, here we go.
Tendo 社長元気がありませんね。どうしましたか?
いや、実は昨日娘の彼氏と会いました。
おお、いいですね。
でもね、変な男ですよ。好きじゃないですね。本当に心配です。山川先生はお子さんがいますか?
ええ、息子が二人、娘が一人います。
そうですか。早く孫の顔が見たいですが、あの二人の結婚は考えたくないですね。
じゃあ、うちの二番目の息子はどうですか?独身ですよ。
山川先生の息子さんですか?うふ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
天道社長、元気が。ありませんね。どうしましたか?
いえ、実は、昨日、娘の彼氏と会いました。
おう、いいですね。
でもね、変な男ですよ。好きじゃないですね。本当に心配です。山川先生は、お子さんがいますか?
ええ、息子が二人、娘が一人います。
そうですか。はあ。早く、孫の顔が見たいですが、あの二人の結婚は、考えたくないですね。
じゃあ、うちの二番目の息子はどうですか?独身ですよ。
山川先生の息子さんですか?
今度は英語が入ります。
天道社長、元気がありませんね。どうしましたか?
Mr. Tendo, you're not doing well, are you? What happened?
いや、実は、昨日娘の彼氏と会いました。
It's nothing. Well, actually, I met my daughter and her boyfriend.
おお、いいですね。
Oh, that's great.
でもね、変な男ですよ。好きじゃないですね。本当に心配です。
Yeah, but he's a strange guy. I don't like him. I'm really worried.
山川先生はお子さんがいますか?
Do you have children?
ええ、息子が二人、娘が一人います。
Yes, I have two sons and one daughter.
そうですか。
I see.
早く孫の顔が見たいですが、あの二人の結婚は考えたくないですね。
Well, I want to have grandchildren soon, but I don't want to think about their marriage.
じゃあ、うちの二番目の息子はどうですか？独身ですよ。
Well, what about my second born child? He's single.
山川先生の息子さんですか？
Your son?
Naomi sensei.
Hi.
The scheme has been hatched.
Scheme が発生しましたね。悪だくみだ。That's the word. 悪だくみ。
Just break that down one more time.
悪だくみ。悪だくみ。
悪だくみ。And the character is bad and...
たくらむ is to plan something bad.
And then the waru is extra bad.
はい。
To be up to something really bad.
そうですね。
使いたいですね。
悪だくみ?
Yeah. どうしても使いたいです。I really want to use it.
I think everyone at the office want to use it for you. ピーターがさ、悪だくみをさ、したんです。
So it's a pseudo verb.
悪だくみをします。
悪だくみをします。
Or you can use it as a noun.
So for example,悪だくみしたいです。I want to do something. So Miyu's father is a president of a company? Miyu のお父さんは社長ですか?
そうですね。In a previous lesson, Raizo said, うちの会社が欲しいか? To Haruya, right? We kind of can guess.
How about Mr. Yamashita? What's his occupation? 仕事は何ですか?
Not sure, but since Tendo called Mr. Yamakawa,As Yamakawa sensei, he could be a teacher, a lawyer, a politician, or a doctor.
That's an interesting point, this word sensei.
So.
It's kind of traditionally associated with a teacher, but I've seen it used in cases of lawyers, doctors. I've never met a politician, but an accountant.
Oh, yeah.
And I think some of these other power positions.
そうですね。
Besides a teacher, if your business or your life is...Hanging in the balance, I think it's sensei.
So the people who you have to respect be called sensei, basically.
Okay, let's take a look at some vocabulary. Naomi sensei, onegai shimasu. First word.
Okosan.
Someone else's child.
Okosan. Okosan.
Next.
Mago.
Grandchild.
Mago. Mago.
Next.
娘
daughter.
娘
Next.
息子
son.
息子
Next.
独身
single, unmarried.
独身独身
Next.
心配
worry, concern.
心配心配
Next.
考える
To think, to consider.
考える考える
Next.
早く
Early, soon.
早く早く
Next.
変
Strange, odd, eccentric.
変変
Next.
二番目
Second.
二番目二番目。
Finally,
実は。
As a matter of fact, by the way.
実は。実は。
Okay, Naomi sensei, let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases in today's conversation. First we have...
独身。
Single.
The opposite expression is 結婚している。
Married.
The function of ている is very advanced grammar, so...I just recommend you to memorize 結婚している as a set phrase. It'll be explained in a later series.
So is really the opposite of married single?
何?
Married.
独身
But also like if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, 彼女がいる。
でも you're still 独身 if you're not married.
Ah, good point.
そうだ。違うんだね、英語と。If you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you're not single, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But in Japanese, 独身 is unmarried, not married.
いいですね。スカイ。
You don't have any chance to use that word.
I know, but that's so great. え、are you single? 独身です。But really, you can have a girlfriend, but still be 独身。
そうです。
独身です。
そうそうそうそう。で、独、the first character means alone, and the second character means body.
Alone body.
そうですね。
Okay, can we have a sample sentence? Or kind of like an exchange using this?
ああ、じゃあ、polite conversation からいきましょう。Let me introduce the polite version. 独身ですか?
いいえ、結婚しています。
そうですね。
One more time, Nami 先生。
独身ですか?
Are you single?
いいえ、結婚しています。
No, I'm married. And notice in this exchange, the subject was implied.
そうですね。I dropped Peter さんは。
It's implied by the person you're speaking to. And in my answer too, I didn't say,
私は結婚しています。
Because it was implied.
そうですね。In a casual situation, I can just say, 独身?
Are you single? いや、結婚している。No, I'm married.
そうですね。面白いですね。
Yeah, that was pretty good. You seem pretty good at that. I like the intonation on the 独身 was pretty good.
Because I use it very often.
すいません。独身? Excuse me, are you single? So, Naomi-sensei, next word.
心配。
Now, this is interesting for me because of all the different ways you can form a sentence to say worried, I'm worried, or to express the subject is worried. There's 心配です。
うん。
There's 心配する。So, you can use it both of those ways.
そうですね。But the 心配する is a verb to worry. But if you're worrying about something, you have to say 心配しています instead of 心配する. And that is too advanced grammar.For this lesson, we are going to cover teimasu in a later lesson, so.
Yeah, and hence that, I just wanted to put that out there because shinpai is, just when you think you have it mastered, there's another one. Like, it's kind of like, there are multiple ways to use it. So we just want you to keep an ear out for this. And at first it'll seem a little daunting, but afterwards it'll all come together.
Hi.
Okay, now on to today's grammar point.
Today's grammar point is たくない、したくない。
Don't want to do something.
働きたくない。
Don't want to work. 会いたくない。
え、なんで私の顔見てんの? Why are you looking at my face? Okay. Could you explain the grammar point?
That I can do. I can't explain why I looked at your face, but I can explain the grammar point. So, in the previous lesson, we covered the use of Tai, which is an auxiliary adjective attached to the ma stem of a verb. Now, Naomi-sensei, can we just have a quick example?
食べたい.
Want to eat. And the dictionary form is?
食べる.
To eat. The ma form is?
食べます.
Drop the ru and mas. But the ma stem is?
食べ.
We drop the mas. So we get 食べ. Then we add?
食べたい.
So want to eat.
食べたい.
And In doing this, 食べたい is now treated as an e adjective. So it can be conjugated accordingly. And the way you form a negative of an e adjective is?
Drop e and add くない.
That's it. So 食べたい becomes?
食べたくない.
食べたくない. It's as easy as that. What may have thrown you off is when you make that conjugation, when you add the first tai. But once tai is there, it's treated as an e adjective. So, let's have some examples.
じゃあ、見る。
To see. To watch.
ホラー映画を見たくない。
I don't want to see a horror movie.
そうですね。I dropped 私は。Sorry. 私はホラー映画を見たくない。
Okay. How about, Naomi-sensei? 京都へ行きたいですか? Do you want to go to Kyoto?
はい、行きたいです。I want to go to Kyoto.
じゃあ、はい、わかりました。I got it. Naomi-sensei, バスで京都へ行きたいですか?
バス?
バス。
バス? バスで京都? うわ、行きたくないです。
Yes. So you don't want to go to Kyoto by bus.
はい。
But you want to go to Kyoto. Let's just have one more time side by side. I want to go to Kyoto.
京都へ行きたいです。
But you don't want to go to Kyoto by bus.
バスで京都へ行きたくないです。
And you know what's very interesting here is the particle で. It's the same exact sentence, but we have, the sentence actually starts out with bus. Basude. And we have bus. The de means by. When you use a tool to accomplish something, you use the particle de. And of course, the subject again was implied.
私は.
And so let's just, for the sake of the textbooks out there, what everybody comes across in daily life, let's just give them the textbook example side by side.
私はバスで京都へ行きたくないです。
And then we have, I don't want to go to Kyoto.
私は京都へ行きたくないです。
Okay, so...
飛行機で行きたいです。あー、新幹線だな。新幹線で行きたいです。
姫様ですね。Princess! Hey, princess! Do you want some snacks on your 新幹線?
Yeah, please.
Okay, well, Mrs. Kambe, I have something very interesting for you. I've been studying some really... Hayatteru, or I don't know if we could say hayatteru, like really in Japanese, but some very interesting Japanese.
Nani? What is it?
That's what you would like to know, right? So we're going to have a special bonus track today only. And in that bonus track, which we're going to record right after this, I'll give you a little hint too. But right after this, you can get the answer and explanation in a bonus track by visiting JapanesePod101.com. So before that though, don't forget to stop by and pick up the PDF. Inside the PDF, there's a very detailed explanation. Also, the Grammar Bank inside the Premium Learning Center. The Grammar Bank really helps to enforce things you learn. Now that we got that promo out of the way, are you ready, Naomi-sensei? I'm going to give you a little hint, and I can read the future. And Naomi-sensei is going to be going, what's going on? We're going to cut out right after that, but you can get the explanation and what we're talking about and a follow-up and a bonus track on the site. You ready, Naomi-sensei? Ask me how I am.
元気ですか?
DTN.
DTN? DTN. だるくて? 何? 何? DTN って何?
はい、ここまでです。お疲れ様でした。Stop by and get the bonus track.
何? 教えて。
天堂社長、元気がありませんね。どうしましたか?
いや、実は、昨日娘の彼氏と会いました。
おお、いいですね。
でもね、変な男ですよ。好きじゃないですね。本当に心配です。山川先生はお子さんがいますか?
ええ、息子が二人、娘が一人います。
そうですか。早く孫の顔が見たいですが、あの二人の結婚は、考えたくないですね。
じゃあ、うちの二番目の息子はどうですか?独身ですよ。
山川先生の息子さんですか?